Today is September 30th, 2006, and this is the Weekly Roundup, a Mac Observer podcast. I'm here with Jeff Gamet. Jeff, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. The big question is, how are you doing?
Oh, I am doing very tired.
Jeez, I can't imagine why.
So we're doing things a little bit differently this week. Those of you who are listening in, obviously the show already sounds different than the show we normally do. I am here in Ontario, California at the Podcast and Portable Media Expo, which has been something of an adventure, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And if any of you listened to the Matt Geek Gab, actually we did kind of a context machine-ish thing over there. I sat in on their show, which we recorded earlier today, and we talked a little bit about Podcast Ready and Apple, which, Jeff, I don't know if you were writing any of those articles when they went up, but have you been following what was going on there?
Yeah, I didn't actually write the articles, but I was doing some editing for you guys. So I've seen most of the articles that went up, yeah.
Yeah, so the we talked about that Podcast Ready thing and the cease and desist that Apple sent. We kind of did a context machine thing over there. So Jeff and I were just talking, and we said, hey, why don't we kick back and we'll do our own little Geek Gab version of things over here. So we're doing a little bit of a turnaround, we'll go back to our normal thing later, but I think we're just going to chat about what's going on at this show on this round. Jeff, you've been sitting in your normal staff writing seat doing your day job as usual, and then we'd call you up and say, hey, we got these articles to post, and you were doing some editing for us. I'm just wondering at the beginning if there was any stuff as you were watching what was going on, if you had any questions or thoughts about what you saw us writing and talking about.
Well, my first question is the weather nice in Ontario, California? I know it's beautiful here at the Central Tower for the TMO Towers.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful out here. It's, of course, you're always inside when you come to a conference like this, so you don't see much of the daylight.
So the air conditioning's working as it should.
Right, exactly.
Excellent.
The weather in this hotel room is fine. Speaking of which, we're recording. There may be some unusual Skype hiccups here, because of course we're recording this remotely as always, but this time I'm on the hotel broadband, so things might pop and click a little bit more than they ought to. So my apologies if Jeff sounds weird anywhere in here.
More so than usual.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, so the one product that I was really intrigued by as the story started flowing in was the H4 from Samsung. It looked to me like something that Captain Kirk ought to be carrying.
Oh, yeah. We actually, if you look back, we'll post this stuff in the show notes. But that was definitely my top pick for the show. And we actually talked about this on the Geek Gab a little bit, so I'll be brief about it. But there is a really cool product that Samsung is releasing under a brand name called Zoom. And it's the H4 Handy Recorder. And it is. It looks like kind of like Dave Hamilton was saying, it looks like a stun gun.
Yes.
It's just a very compact, well-designed, cleverly designed little device. We're just hoping what we were saying before. We're hoping that the Samsung does not necessarily make the most roadworthy stuff, at least in terms of their microphones. So it'll be interesting to get our hands on this and really take a look at it. Which actually reminds me, there are a lot of people here with portable digital recording devices. Samsung has one, Marantz, M Audio, Eterol has one, though Eterol is not at this show. And one product roundup that we're definitely going to do, we're going to get our hands on as many of these as we can and talk about what they can do. One of the really cool things about this H4, this thing from Samsung, is that you can use it as an audio interface on your computer. Like if you just want to run guitars or microphones or whatever from the outside world into your computer, this thing will work as an audio interface. And it's actually a pretty sweet audio interface as audio interfaces go. And it only costs $300, which, and again, we'll talk about this when we get into the real review of it sometime down the road. But it's it could be a very sweet product, and it'll be interesting to get our hands on it and really take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how this one holds up.
Yeah. So, What else caught your eye while you were looking around at the stuff we were chattering about?
Well, tell me about the Sport Command. That one looked kind of interesting, also.
Yeah. So the Belkin released a new product that. I'm not sure they released it at the show, but they released it very recently. It's called the Sport Command, and it's this thing with big old buttons on it, and it's an armband, and it wirelessly connects to a little dongle that goes into the top of an iPod that allows you to control the songs. It doesn't do the headphone thing. It just does the song control, forward, back, play, pause. And so you can put this thing on your armband, and the buttons are so sort of thick and rugged that you can actually, if you're wearing snowboarder gloves, you can still hit the buttons. And so they're marketing it towards snowboarders and people who are doing outdoor sports where they don't necessarily want to have fine motor control over their controls. It's a very cool looking thing. It's machine washable, which is totally cool.
Cool.
The entire armband you can just throw in the thing, which yeah.
Cool. So you can take your iPod, put it someplace safe and dry, and still have access to the controls when you're outside doing stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So,
cool.
That's pretty
okay.
Neat.
How about the iMorphosis? That one looked kind of interesting also. I think that's one that John might have seen today.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, if I caught you off guard, I can look at the article and give people some info from that.
Yeah, well, you should check my math while I'm talking about it and fill in any gaps. That was something that John reported on. If I remember correctly, that's the thing that you can plug. It'll suck down podcasts for you. You don't need a computer. It's just like its own box,
right.
And you can stick an iPod or any other MP3 device into it by a USB cable and do what you got to do.
Yeah, we'll have to put the link for this one in the show notes as well. There's a nice picture that goes along with the article, and it actually shows a fifth generation iPod sitting in a nice little dock in the thing. But it looks pretty cool because you don't even have to have your computer connected to your iPod to suck down podcasts.
Yeah, and that it does. It works great for that. So it is a pretty neat little product.
Yeah, and looks like that one's going to be about $100 and will be available in a couple months.
Yeah.
So those are the products that caught my eye. Are there any others that you think rock?
Well, you know, some of the most interesting products, I actually, the other thing that occupied some of my time while I was here, I was moderating a panel on the iPod economy, which was kind of fun because it's, you know, it's not that dissimilar from what we do on this show, talk about the context behind these things, behind the iPod and behind the markets that have built around the iPod. So it was really fun, and I had three great panelists to ask to interview while we were there. We had a great discussion, which I think will be posted as a podcast, so I won't go into the details of what we talked about. But the three panelists, Belkin was one of them, a gentleman named Shane Igo, who's their product marketing manager, and talked about Belkin's products and what they do. And that was really interesting. And two other companies, one called Ultimate Ears and another one called Invisible Shield. And both of those companies make incredibly cool products. Ultimate Ears is in the custom headphone business. And they're going to send us some stuff. And one of the things that has become very clear, as I was saying before, we've been working out audio stuff on this show, and this was a really good opportunity to get out there and look at a lot of the different products that people have that they're gearing toward podcasting, and how different companies are kind of looking into podcasting as a way to sell new products. And so we're going to take a look in the next few weeks, Jeff and I were talking about this before the show started, about what kind of equipment we want to make our setup work. And like I said a couple of weeks ago, we're still working on getting the audio right, and obviously we're going to get Jeff a better mic on his end and
yes,
all that kind of stuff. So all that stuff that you guys have been writing about, thank you for writing about it. We're going to fix that problem, and we're going to fix it with you listening to us in the process. And I think what we'll do is we'll try and get some new some audio equipment in here, and we'll try some different setups and tell you what the products are that we're testing out, and you know, we'll swap stuff in, and when we find some combinations that work, that's what we'll go with. So yeah, keep your ears open for that. I think it's going to be really fun to go through. I mean, I'm excited because I'm an audio nerd.
Oh yeah, so I think it's going to be fun too. And the nice thing is that we'll be able to get some really good feedback, because the people that are listening to the podcast will be able to tell us what's best, and that's what we'll go with.
Which is cool. I'm really excited about this, and I hope some of you are looking forward to it. We won't hijack the entire show to talk about this stuff. We'll just spend, you know, a couple minutes on each show, and we'll just say, hey, this is the thing we're using. Let us know if you have particular opinions about it. And otherwise, we're just testing it out to see how it works, and then we'll move on with life. And that'll probably show up, as you might imagine, in our product roundup. So that'll
be, right. It'll be kind of like when you go to the eye doctor. Is number one or number two better? And we'll be able to say, is podcast one or podcast two better?
Right, exactly. So we'll talk about Ultimate Ears a little bit later when we're doing monitors and testing audio equipment and stuff like that. But they are a really cool company and make some really cool products. Invisible Shield, they are a classic iPod economy company, and they do they have a killer product. Have you ever seen the Invisible Shield, Jeff?
I have, and actually. There's a company, I believe it's out of Boulder, called Clearview Skins, and they make something very similar to it. I think it's the same material. And they have actually sent me some of their product to test out. And so I have the same thing, different company, and wow, it is absolutely stunning. So expound, tell us all about it.
Well, I mean, it's very easy to describe. You put this film, it's a clear film, and you put it on top of products. And you can go after them with a key. I mean, the guy, Philip Chipping, who's the founder and the CEO of Shield Zone, which is the company that markets the Invisible Shield version of this, he carries around one of the new iPod Nanos with this film on it, and he'll hand it to people, and he'll say, go to town. You know, pull out your keys, do your worst. And you go after this product, and it's difficult to scratch it. You can drop it. They had iPod minis. They had one iPod mini in a box of rocks.
And it's almost like sacrilege.
Right. And you would hand it to people walking by on the show floor and say, just give it hell. And people would grab this thing, and they'd shake the box, and they'd open it up, and they'd look at the mini, and it wouldn't be scratched, and people would start to say, oh. You know, you begin to realize, wait a minute, this is, like, it occurs to you, well, maybe I don't care about buying a case anymore. I don't need a case for my iPod anymore. It's a totally different way of thinking about how you protect your electronics, that you don't need. I mean, it's an invisible shield. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it really is invisible. When it's on there, you can't tell it's there. And for people that haven't seen this type of a product before, it's actually the material that the military puts on to the lead edge of helicopter rotor blades, so that when a helicopter is taking off or landing and dirt and rocks are getting kicked up, they don't damage those blades. Because the last thing you want when you're in a helicopter that's in the air is to have the blades break. So if it's good enough for the military, it's probably good enough for our iPods too.
So it would seem, although in fairness, rotor blades are probably a little bit more rugged than say the face of an iPod Nano.
Most likely, yes.
I hope.
I would hope so too. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going through this pile of stuff that we got, and like I said, we're going to be looking at audio equipment in the days going forward. So there was this stuff from Samson. Samson also makes, for any podcasters out there, Samson makes a lot of USB-powered microphones and other stuff that's might be of interest. That seem pretty like pretty convenient ways of getting audio into your Mac. I'm trying to think if there are other products that I was going to talk about.
Well, I'm sure there's one product that people are wondering about right now, which is the Zune. And I'm curious, was there any talk going around the expo about how the Zune's going to impact this whole market?
That's actually a really good question. And the short answer is no. I mean, there was basically no specific discussion of the Zune.
It's interesting.
It's astonishing when you walk in the room. People display their services or their products on an iPod. They go out of their way to make all their stuff iPod compatible, obviously, because the iPod is the big gorilla in this market.
Yes.
And there was really little or no discussion about alternative players. There was one very significant speech on this subject, which was Leo Laporte.
Yeah, he did the keynote.
Right, on Friday morning. And we did run a story about that. One of Leo's major points was, you know, we have to be aware that this is going to be, we have to be aware that right now the word podcasting links podcasts with Apple's iPod. And he was saying, you know, that's not what this is about. That's not what this is supposed to be about. We should get in the business of trying to decouple those two things, Apple's iPod and the business of podcasting and video casting and distributing audio and video over the internet. That's really important. That was really interesting to hear. But then again, people really are focused on the iPod.
Sure.
In terms of what's going to happen with Zune, the one really interesting thing I'll point out, I had a discussion right before I left the show floor. The last conversation I had was with Podcast Ready, and they have started distributing their software. I won't go into great detail about what they do, but they have software called MyPodder that allows you to put podcasts on your iPod or on any other MP3 player, and their biggest business is actually with other MP3 players. So all the other MP3 players out there, by all the other makers, many or most of them come with this software, with Podcast Ready's software. And the people that install it, apparently, according to this meeting that I just had with them, they have something like a 70% or 80%, I think it was about 70% retention rate after about 3 months.
Wow.
Meaning that people that buy these alternative players, they're listening to podcasts. They're using their players for podcasts, and they're doing it using the software. It's a really interesting thing that because those other platforms, other than the iPod, are more flexible, because they're not so tightly controlled as the iPod is, and I mean, it's clearly an Apple's benefit based on the way it's been operating lately. But podcasting developers in at least this one case have found it easier to go about supplying services and enhancing players working with the alternative MP3 player manufacturers. And this is the first time I've talked to someone where I've really heard a compelling argument why it's better to work with a different MP3 player than the iPod. You can really actually, they've developed a terrific product. And really the only way that they can get to people is by going through the third party or the other MP3 player manufacturers. It's a very interesting situation.
You know, that totally makes sense to me, because when you have an iPod, you also have iTunes. So the easiest way to get a podcast to your iPod is to use iTunes, go to the iTunes Music Store, select your podcast, and then let the whole package take care of itself. But if you don't have an iPod, then you need to have a tool that makes it easy to be able to subscribe to your different podcasts. And it sounds like this is a niche need that this company's filling.
And more than that, they're actually creating. I mean, I would be astonished if 70% of iPod buyers are listening to podcasts after 3 months of buying their iPod. I'm sure that because my iPodder has gotten in there with these players, that they have in fact introduced a larger percentage of people to podcasts and created more podcast listeners than Apple has with iTunes. Even though, iTunes clearly has had a huge impact on podcasting. It's an unusual situation, or it's certainly a situation I had not been aware of before. And it's an interesting twist in the picture of iPods versus other MP3 players out there.
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's a different kind of situation, but there is. I will say. We're probably going to have to cut this podcast a little bit short. I'm realizing, staring at my computer right now, I said this would be a geek gabbish kind of thing. I'm staring at the hard drive space on my computer. It's now down to 200 megabytes.
Oh, my God.
and since I record both sides of this conversation uncompressed and then compress them later, we stack up the storage pretty fast. And as the hard drive gets more and more full, it's going to eat up more and more processor time.
Yes, it is.
I will say one thing for anyone who's recording on the road, any podcasters out there who listen to this, if you record on the road, Jeff Gamet told me something absolutely brilliant before we started, and I'm going to let him explain it to you.
Okay, and I'll make it quick because you don't have much hard drive space. if you want to increase the processor usability for your podcasting, you want to shut down as many other things as you can. So one thing you can do that will help boost your max performance is...
First, I mean, obviously you'll begin by closing all the open applications.
Exactly.
Right? Close all the things that you don't need open. But then if you still need more headroom...
Then fire up System Preferences, go into the Universal Access Preference pane, and in the display option, change to using grayscale. And when your display is rendering everything in grayscale instead of color, it uses less processor and less battery to do that.
Yeah, which is totally sweet. And I did it, and my usage dropped maybe 20% in an instant. So it was pretty sweet.
And that's a substantial processor speed drop. Or usage drop, excuse me.
Yeah. So, anyway, we probably got to get out of here because we're definitely running against the clock under the current situation. Hey, guys, I hope all of you listening to this show enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying the change of pace. Let us know what you think of this version of it, because if you like the way we were going about stuff here, we might find ways to put that to work in later shows. If you hate it, tell us that too. The email address is roundup@macobserver.com. Any other orders of business here, Jeff?
Those are the big things. And, of course, you can find all of the podcasts at macobserver.com/roundup.
That's right. So thank you all, everybody, for listening. We're now several months into this show, and we've gone through several different versions of it. Thanks to all of you who've been listening all this time. And that's all I got.
Excellent. And have a great time with the rest of the expo. And for everyone out there, please stay subscribed.
Until next week, we'll see you online. Bye-bye.